Update on New Jersey's annual push to effectively outlaw non-competes. New Jersey legislators have been trying to ban non-compete agreements for several years, but without luck so far. A bill proposed in the New Jersey Senate and General Assembly finally appeared to have momentum in 2025, but then the focus moved to elections and it failed to pass. However, with the Democrats retaining the General Assembly and their strong majorities in both chambers of the legislature, Assembly Bill number 5708, A5708, introduced in the Senate as Senate Bill number 4385, S4385, was voted out of the Assembly Labor Committee in early December 2025 and was referred to the Assembly Regulated Professions Committee. S4385 remained in the Senate Labor Committee. However, neither A5708 nor S4385 passed before the legislative session ended on January 13, 2026. Both bills are expected to be reintroduced and appear to have widespread support. Quick hits. The New Jersey legislature is expected to reintroduce legislation during the 2026 session that would ban most non-compete agreements in the state. A5708 and S4385 would provide limited exceptions for senior executives and would require employers to notify employees within 30 days of enactment that their non-compete agreements are no longer enforceable. With Democrats in control of both chambers of the legislature and apparent widespread support for limits on non-competes, a bill may pass this year that would have significant impact on employers in New Jersey. As we described in our May 2025 article, A5708 seemingly tries to combine elements of California and Massachusetts' non-compete statutes and was similar in several respects to the Federal Trade Commission's, FTC, proposed ban on non-competes that did not pass and would effectively ban most non-competes in New Jersey. The legislation would prohibit non-compete agreements except under limited circumstances. Notably, A5708 S4385 is retroactive and would void enforcement of current non-compete agreements. There is a limited carve-out. A5708 S4385 would not ban retroactive enforcement against senior executives. If the legislation goes into effect, employers would have to notify employees within 30 days of its passage that their non-compete agreements are no longer enforceable. No poach agreements would also be outlawed. The definition of a non-compete would be any agreement arising out of an existing or anticipated employment relationship between an employer and a worker, including an agreement regarding severance pay, to establish a term or condition of employment that prohibits the worker from, penalizes a worker for, or functions to prevent or hinder in any way the worker from seeking or accepting work with a different employer after the employment relationship ends, or operating a business after the employment relationship ends. The question, of course, is whether a non-solicit agreement provision or even a non-disclosure agreement provision would still be enforceable, since either type of restriction may arguably hinder an employee from accepting employment with a different employer or staring their own business. Senior executive is defined as a worker who is in a policymaking position with an employer and is paid total compensation of not less than $151,164 during the year immediately preceding the end of employment, or not less than $151,164 when annualized if the worker was employed during only part of the preceding year. Here the issue will be that many job categories that employers have traditionally had legitimate needs for non-competes, such as salespeople, may not be considered in a policy-making position. Non-competes entered into before the effective date of A5708 to S4385 would only be viable for senior executives if the criteria detailed in our May 2025 article are met, such as limiting their duration to 12 months, restricting their geographic scope, and requiring employers to provide garden leave compensation during the non-compete period. Notably, the legislation would not apply to non-competes entered into in the sale of a business, nor would the bill apply to causes of action that accrue prior to the enactment of the bill, meaning any current non-compete litigations are still viable. The legislation also would create a civil cause of action for aggrieved employees, and their potential damages would include liquidated damages, compensatory damages, and attorney's fees. Employers should carefully monitor the bill this spring. New Jersey's efforts to ban non-competes have been going on for almost a decade without success, but this year something might finally pass that will have significant impacts for New Jersey employers. Ogletree Deacon's Morristown office and Unfair Competition and Trade Secrets Practice Group will continue to monitor developments and will post updates on the New Jersey and Unfair Competition and Trade Secrets blogs as additional information becomes available. Follow and subscribe LinkedIn, Instagram, webinars, podcasts,